from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for February 23rd, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, have you talked with your manager or employees today? One of the most important parts of any job, whether you're an employee, manager, or executive, is communication. Without regular communication among all parts of your company, projects will fail, tasks will go incomplete, and business will suffer. Furthermore, as an employee, if you're not communicating with your manager enough to know that you're doing the most critical work of the moment, you risk your job as well. Have you talked with your manager today? Managers, have you talked with your employees today? Does everyone know the critical path through this day, this week, the month? If not, why not? One of the most common problems in any department, whether high-tech, IT, or traditional accounting, is employees who don't know what work they should be doing. If the goals of management are not being adequately communicated to the staffers, then there's almost no hope of accomplishing those goals. Yet I see this nearly every day in every type of company. So, what's an employee to do? First, talk to your manager. Talk to them until you have a clear idea what they expect, what goals they need to accomplish, and even how they might like to see them accomplished. In some cases, you might have to help your manager put these goals into words. Not every manager is the best communicator, even though they might be very good at their job in other ways. You don't want to harass your manager, but you do need to make it clear that without direction from them, you might not be focusing on the most critical work of the department. External pressures from other departments, clients, and upper-level executives can easily distract you without a clear mandate from your immediate manager. Of course, in some cases, your manager might not understand the goals of her position, let alone yours. I'm sure you've seen this in departments that seem to drift from one crisis to another, never sure what's the most important from day to day. This could be the fault of your immediate manager, but blame can often be laid at the foot of upper management as well. Just as you need to communicate with your manager, executives need to communicate with their CEO and vice versa. Miscommunication at the top simply filters downward, growing more confused from level to level. If you're stuck in a company such as this, you might consider starting a new job search. While companies can often blunder along for years without clearly communicated goals, they'll eventually fail in some way. Worse still, your work will become much more difficult, since you're always searching for clarity amongst the fog of management instead of simply doing the work that most needs to be done. Let's assume that you're blessed with a good manager who clearly understands the task at hand. Set up a meeting with him or her specifically to discuss the goals of the department. Hammer out the top three goals and then communicate them to everyone else in the department. Sure, there'll be other ongoing work that conflicts with these goals, but that simply must be done. By understanding your goals, though, you'll be able to do these tasks and then return to working on the goals again. Once you've established your most important goals, you have somewhere to return your focus once the crisis has passed, instead of simply moving on to the next crisis. Most importantly, if either you, your coworkers, or your manager feel that the goals have changed, either due to information from above or a change in circumstances, it's time to meet again and reevaluate the top three goals immediately. You don't want to be working towards a goal that's been rendered unnecessary. Don't simply continue out of inertia. Stop, reevaluate, and then go back to work on the important tasks as you now see them. Communication, anywhere in the business hierarchy, is not simply something you do once and then forget. Companies don't create one advertisement for their product and then stop. No, you need to communicate every day, every week, every month, however often is necessary to ensure that everyone, from the top to the bottom of the organization, knows exactly what they're trying to accomplish, both individually and collectively. Next week on Career Opportunities, playing the enforcer could put your career at risk. In the typical corporation, you'll find many people whose main role is that of the enforcer. Project managers who enforce project timelines, human resource staffers who enforce work policies, union representatives who enforce labor agreements, and even IT workers who enforce company standards, approved hardware, software, and password policies. While in most cases, all of these items need policing and enforcing, playing the role of enforcer could be damaging to your career as a whole.
This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.